New Wonder Woman photos. Does China like Batman v Superman? And is Superman gonna go solo? Let's go!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Yeah, that's right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DC Movie News Show right here in the Popcorn Talk Network. We are live all over the world. What's going on, y'all?
We're live all over the world, Johnny.
Technically, we are. We're live anywhere in the...
That's true.
Yeah,
we're out there.
I think the whole universe.
Universe. What's up, DC Universe?
Let's get right into it. Aliens are hearing it. Satellite waves and stuff.
Yeah. Martian Manhunter's chilling listening to this.
Needless to say, the feedback on our photo shoot with Ricky Middlesworth has been strong.
Oh, man. Ricky Middlesworth, man.
He's the man.
Did you think that it would be anything but that? He just, like, crushed it.
I knew it would be, but I didn't think it would look like a damn CW show.
I know.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty awesome.
It was pretty incredible. So let's get rolling here, guys. Plenty to talk about. Oh, yeah, we got the photo right there. How about it?
Shout out to Mike for blowing my hair.
Yes, that was all me.
Yeah.
I was doing the hair.
And I was the cameraman for
the blowout.
Backstage footage.
Yeah.
Sorry that I didn't give you credit there just now, John.
That's okay. Look at us go, though. Look at us go on that poster. Come on now. Yeah. All right. We are at DC Movies SK on the Twitter. We are facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Find me on Twitter at Jay Quasto. That man right there, incredibly talented actor in DC Encyclopedia. He's also the host of Character Corner right
here. Yeah.
That's right. You can find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski. That's because he's Mike Kalinowski.
That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am.
How goes it this week, brother?
It's going. It's going. It's been a week.
Okay,
you've seen it's been a week, you know.
You've seen BVS 3 times now.
4.
Oh, we're up to 4.
Adam's
now.
3.
Oh, Adam's 3. 3. I'm 4. Yeah.
Okay. I think Adam said last night, he goes, I think I'm good now until extended cut.
I feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm constantly having to defend the movie. You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. Let me say this real quick before we get into the show. I kind of look at people are, you know, even people that I know that love DC are kind of bashing on this film. And I look at it as like, you got to look at it like a football team.
Mm-hmm.
DC is my team. I'll say that.
That's right.
And you stick with your team. You know, I grew up with my team. It's who I've always, you know, if it came down to a choice between Marvel and DC, if I can only do one for the rest of my life, read, watch, it's DC. But you stick with your team. You go through some hard years. You go through some years like Keaton's 89 or Nolan's Batman films where you went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You have some other years, Green Lantern, where your team was terrible and you didn't win anything.
2-14.
Whatever. We're kind of on, you know, we're in a rebuilding season. We had to get our team members in. Sometimes your players jump ship. You get new players. But you stick with your team through thick and thin. And I'm sticking with them. And it sucks and I get pissed off. And I apologize to some people I kind of get riled up talking to about it. But
that doesn't...
They say they love Superman, they love Batman, they love Wonder Woman. Nah, this film sucks, get Zack Snyder off. I was like, guys, stick with your team. Yeah, this might not have been your version, but they're still the characters you love.
There you go.
You can still go... Someone posted this thing about... Thank you. They posted about... They showed Christopher Reeve Superman, and they showed Smallville. It was the scene with Pa Kent and Clark talking about, you know, you're a man, and I thank you for saving those people. And then they showed that Kevin Costner's like, nope, don't save them. Do you want that again in the same film? Just... They're giving us something different. Yeah. I tell people that ask my opinion, this might not be your Superman or your Batman. It's their Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the animated series is a Batman and Superman. They're different things. So don't crap on people's work. It's just not your thing.
Yeah.
And maybe the next version will.
Well, I mean, it's just very polarizing and people tend to get very angry. But then you see a lot of people like Kevin Smith. He said, I didn't like it the first time, but the second time I got it. And so that's how a lot of people feel. And I like movies that make you want to see it more than once.
And I went the fourth time. And the scene with him going, this is my world, you are my world, Lois. I teared up. I hadn't teared up the first 3 times I'd seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it caught me at a different time in my life, what was going on in that day or whatever. So it's a movie that benefits from repeat viewings, and I love it. But I'm just saying, it's like, DC's my team, and I'm going to stick with them.
Okay. I don't really think that's a fair analogy.
Please tell me why.
Because I agree, DC's your team, you're going to stick with them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to love this film. I think when people are hurt by this film, and I'm not saying that I'm one of them because I did enjoy the film, but people who do not like it, you think about, okay, so the Patriots are my team.
Right.
So when the Patriots don't make a good call, I'm not allowed to say they didn't make a good call because that's my team.
But
when I don't agree with what Belichick is doing, I have to say, no, I agree because that's my team. No, if Belichick makes the wrong call, I'm going to sit there and say, I love the Patriots. They're amazing, but I don't think that was the right call.
Are you going to tell Belichick out of
there? Let me finish because I let you go.
Okay.
I think that it's absolutely fair to say your team analogy to people who are like, I'm never watching another DC movie again. then they were never Team DC. But I don't think it's fair when you're talking about defending your feelings. I think people are allowed to share how they're feeling. They're allowed to say, this movie sucks. I didn't like it. I don't like Snyder. I don't like that. That doesn't mean that they aren't going to see the next film. I think they're allowed to say that. Go ahead.
I have friends that are at DC. He invites us over every night for the animated films where they come in. He has not seen this film. Mm-hmm. You're not a DC fan. If you've not seen this film, you are not a DC fan.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I will say that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you go to support. And when I try to talk to people, I go, why don't you like it? This story's a mess. That's not a point. Someone posted on my wall. He went to Barnes & Noble and they posted all these novels. It was like six novels. And it's like, congratulations, Zack Snyder snuck all these movies in one. I was like, you know what? I love that because I've read every single one of those novels. I own them. And it made sense. When they say it's for the comic book fans, this was for hardcore fans because a lot of people that like DC go, was that The Flash? I don't know what's he doing there.
But now you're fighting your opinion again, which I agree with you that it was a good film. But if people don't think it was, that doesn't mean they're not DC fans. That doesn't mean DC's not their team.
Then they're sitting there going, get Zack Snyder off. I'm not going to go see another movie if there's Zack Snyder's
at it. If they don't like Zack Snyder, then they don't like Zack Snyder and they don't want him on their team.
I just think
if you don't like one of your players, that means you hate the whole team?
No, but you don't sit there and go, get that player out of there. You go.
Yeah, you do. All the time.
I mean.
Get Blunt off the field. What is he doing? He keeps getting kicked off of games.
I see both
And those
your
are
points.
The fans that are in the stands that,
although
are,
I like
that
Blunt,
are annoying.
I see both your points, though, because, I mean, when it comes to, if we're going to compare it to sports. By the way, she's the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show.
Sorry,
and the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. You know she's Roxy Stryer.
Thanks for remembering, Johnny, because otherwise it just never would have happened.
I don't remember much.
That's why you lead host the show.
I try. And, of course, Adam Gertler, he is busy working right now. I don't know if he's shooting FX or if he's shooting Man vs. Child. He's doing something. So unfortunately,
he's
couldn't quite make it. Very busy dude. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. But follow him, of course, at Adam Gertler. But I see your point. If we're doing the sports analogy, it's almost like I equate Batman v Superman to maybe two seasons of a football team.
Okay.
And let's say Bill Belichick had two awful seasons after 15 amazing ones. The Pats might be saying, I don't know if he has anymore. It might be time for him to go. That's why a lot of people are saying they don't trust Zack Snyder anymore because they didn't necessarily like the direction. And a lot of his explanations don't really go very in-depth. Like a lot of his, like you guys talked about it last week. When they're like, well, they asked him a question. He goes, yeah, it just felt like doing it. Like he didn't really go very in-depth to it. So I see both sides of the coin. At this point, when it comes to Justice League, Zack Snyder's in control. And we can only hope to high Jeebus that it's going to be an amazing story and continue to progress things.
Hope to what?
High Jeebus.
Is that a term?
It's just a non-denominational name.
You know, okay. A lot of people that opinions I trust. And you got to understand, film is a visual medium, like comic books are. And a lot of people are saying that the script was the problem. That's not Zack Snyder.
Nope, that's Terrio.
But even before that, it was Goyer.
Yeah, but Terrio came in and it's like, what did he
do? But if you watch, though, there's some fantastic dialogue in that film.
Yeah.
Like all the Bruce Alfred stuff, I think that was Affleck and Terrio.
So good.
So maybe with this Justice League, when it's all Terrio, you know, I have faith. It's having faith. Just like I had faith that Gal Gadot was going to kill it and Ben Affleck.
I have complete faith. I'm just saying
I trust in my team. It's my team.
I have complete faith, but I do understand why, you know, Ricky Middlesworth came on last week and he said, you know what? I just don't have faith in Zack Snyder because everything is so very subjective and that's the beauty of what we do.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And I think that at this point, people have a clear enough vision of who Zack Snyder is. So just because they don't like him doesn't necessarily mean they don't like what's going on. They don't like his direction. I'm not the biggest fan of Zack Snyder. I'm not. I think that he cares way more about making things pretty than he does about making a really intense, gritty, fabulous story. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I want him off the project. So before you go crazy
I do love you.
Well, that's the beauty of this show. Is like, look,
I love this girl.
We knew once this movie came out, things
Everybody
were going.
That.
We knew things were going to get interesting once this movie came out. And you know what? We're always going to have differing opinions. That's the beauty of the show. People in chat role are going to argue with each other. We may argue. Bottom line is we do it all out of love, and that's why we're here. So we're going to continue to discuss things.
Well,
but
I think it's clear that we're all Team DC.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have no connection to these films financially. I've never auditioned for them. I don't have any connection other than it's the characters I grew up with, and I see that, you know, for a movie called Batman v Superman, they were only fighting for 5 minutes and this and that. I was like, because this is going to be their lives going forward.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if they wanted them fighting for 2 hours. Some people I can't argue. Yeah, no, so one person was still, well, Wonder Woman's too small. Okay. Oh, that, I can't it, with when that it, crap. It
comes, you got to realize.
The why can't people have their opinions?
Because, first of all, she didn't look too small.
So I agree, but that is my opinion.
But you were the one who even said you had problems with it, and you saw the movie, and you go, I didn't. So you go, oh, okay,
she I
didn't.
Absolutely agree. But, I don't think she's too small, but for some people, she might be.
Here's the thing, Mike. You're putting expectations on people.
Anybody
can have the internet, including ignorant folks
who
don't have opinions that are really intelligent. So you can't get mad at it. You just got
to
realize.
But they still are entitled to their opinions.
Exactly. You just can't get disappointed by people. That's all.
My friend said it best. She goes, Mike, just tell people you are entitled to your wrong opinion.
Yeah. And then move
and
on.
Like,
and then
do oh, it. That's brilliant.
And don't say that.
And then, no, but she said that, but I was like, oh, that's good to use.
If you do it in your Alfred voice, I think it'd be pretty good.
Well, let me just say that you are entitled to your wrong opinion.
See? Who would get mad at that? I'd be like, oh man, you know what? I might be wrong, but I feel pretty good about myself.
To all you out there that don't like Batman versus Superman.
What was the other good voice you just did?
Oh, well, we'll save that for TV time.
All right,
guys, look, Wonder Woman
Let's
photos.
Let's get into the show.
Yeah, new Wonder Woman photos. It's not a huge news week, so we're having a lot of fun here just bantering. We got some new photos from the set. The release date also moved up from June 23rd, 2K17, to June 2nd, 2017. Now we're not going to compete against Transformers 5, but we will be up against Bad Boys 3. What you gonna do?
The soundtrack. Lesso. What up, girl?
We just do it for fun. We just do it for fun. We just do it. Okay. We're on the same page.
Was that the Bad Boys song?
Shake Your Tail Feather.
Yeah.
I thought it's Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Well,
that's Bad Boys.
Shake Your Tail Feather was technically the theme to Bad Boys 2.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Now we're 3.
Anyways, June 2nd, 2017. Let's just zip through a couple of these photos, Zach. There is, wow, that's pretty impressive right there. And we got a couple more. Bam, there. You know, Steve Trevor's going to be in that boat, you think. Somewhere in there.
I want to be in Steve Trevor's
boat. I love that.
Look at that white horse.
There was one shot of all the Amazons together, and they were so, like, multiculturally diverse. It was really awesome.
Who's on the horse?
I couldn't tell.
That's just a random girl.
Yeah.
A random Amazon.
Oh, she's
definitely. Oh, I imagine they're all.
They had so many different ethnicities in this one shot. It was really cool.
I'm trying to look and see if I can see Steve Trevor.
No, ooh, he's injured. Isn't he injured in that scene? That's the one where she picks him up on the beach.
Oh, you
she's
know what?
Carrying
you
him
might,
horseback.
You might be right. That could be the rest of the squad, perhaps. Yeah.
Not the Suicide Squad, though.
Maybe he crashed. If they go by, you know, the comic, he crashes his plane on there. So
yeah.
Maybe this is, he was kind of a recon and they're coming aboard.
To question in chat roll, I think they might be invading.
The mascara.
Yes. That's what
Which is Paradise Island, for people that don't know that. Paradise Island was original, and then they kind of transitioned it to kind of be a more.
Yeah.
Cool-sounding, you know, Eric the Mascara.
As far as moving the date up, I mean, I understand Transformers is always a money grab, but at this
point,
is Transformers 5 going to be... I don't think Wonder Woman would have to worry so much.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Because not that they have the same audience, but I think a lot of people who would go see Wonder Woman would go see Transformers.
It's the same audience. It really is.
I don't think it's the exact same, but very similar.
Well, on the bright side, this will give Wonder Woman 3 weeks to dominate, and then, well... Bad Boys 3, you know, good luck. I'll see it.
But aren't they talking about pushing that back because they have nothing on it?
What's that?
They have no script. They have nothing. They have the actors signed. But
on Bad Boys?
Yeah, I don't think they're a script. I had heard that
Do you keep up with your Bad Boys?
It's been 20.
I love the first one.
Me
that
too.
That first one,
it's been
holy God.
It's been 20 years since the first one. Can you believe that?
One of Michael Bay's best films, too.
And
it's Michael Bay.
Before he lost his damn mind. All right, so those are the Wonder Woman photos, which we're all very excited for. We all love her performance in BVS. Going to be very good stuff. Here's a question. Back to BVS. Struggling in China a little bit. It's kind of mirroring what's going on in America. It made $12.6 million this past weekend, over an 80% drop from the $86 million opening. They projected it to make in between $150 and $230. Doesn't quite look like it's going to happen there. And also, there's a really interesting article this week about what to make of the whole BVS drop at the box office. So we had $166 opening weekend. I think you were right on point. You said $170. Not sure what you said, but right there.
I lowballed it.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
What'd you say?
I think 140.
140
or something.
Yeah. I'm terrible at box office. Let's just throw that out. I cannot predict box office.
Well, made $52 million this past weekend, a drop of 68%, the eighth largest drop in the history of comparable films. But they're saying there could be two reasons. The number one reason is the opening was so large, there was going to be a major drop. Or, of course, the other reason is people paying into what they see on Rotten Tomatoes and what they hear from feedback. Either way, it looks like the film it's obviously a box office success. I mean, it's made enough money.
Here's what happened. It's a combination of those two things. Anybody who was 100%, no matter what critics say, going to see this movie, saw it opening weekend. Mm-hmm. And then critics came out and they, this now has a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes?
29.
Something really bad. So then the rest of the country, including, by the way, Matt Key from Marvel Movie News, who was eventually going to get around to it, didn't end up seeing it the next weekend because they're like, whatever. I think that... because it had such bad reviews.
Wait, so Matt hasn't seen it at all?
No, he still hasn't seen it yet. I hope it didn't just blow up his spot.
Well, I'm going to see Civil War opening night. What's he talking about?
Maybe he's a busy, busy guy. I mean, honestly, he is,
but I'm saying if this got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, even if it got 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, I bet he would have seen it last weekend.
Good point. I mean, I saw it opening night, and then unfortunately, I've been out of town, so I haven't had a chance to see it a second time, but I can't wait to see it a second time. But you're right. Like, I want to see, you know, obviously, opening night, but... yeah, that's interesting.
We don't particularly care what critics say. I mean, we care a little bit, but not totally.
I don't do it.
A lot of the country does. Yeah. A lot of the country
does. Yeah, we live in this fandom bubble that we don't realize that a lot of people that, you know, maybe they don't have enough, you know, going to a movie's a luxury. So they look at online and go, what are the critics saying?
And I do that too, even if not for DC movies, because I'm going to go no matter what. But I go on Rotten Tomatoes, and if something has a 20-something percent, chances are I'm not going to see the movie.
I mean, people, I see when our Twitter followers are like, yeah, I want to see it again, but, you know, money's tight. I'm like, hey, that's a fact of life, you know, and it's, you got to go off of, you know, what they say, you know, the critics. So,
and we said
there for a reason.
And we said 2 weeks ago, when it comes down to it, make your own decision. If money's tight, sure, but make your own decision. Just there's plenty of movies that I absolutely love that got panned by critics.
That's the thing. I mean,
like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
There you go. That's one of her favorites. Right. I've seen her tear up watching it.
I'm trying to think. I like the first Daredevil.
There you go.
I liked that movie a little bit.
The director's cut of that is a far better film, too.
I love a lot of comedies that get panned by critics because I think, you know, everything is so subjective.
Zoolander 2, your take.
Haven't seen it.
I had to sit through that in a theater.
I heard it was god-awful, but I'm not against seeing it, just haven't seen it yet. So bottom line is make your own decision, go out and see it, and we've had a lot of people tweeting us to say, hey, the second time I saw it, loved it that much more.
A lot of people, that's a general consensus with everyone.
Which I can't wait to see it again because there are a lot of things, when I get so engrossed in a film, I miss a lot of minute details, and some of my favorite movies are films I had to see multiple times. First time I saw Big Lebowski, I was like, huh, now it's the most brilliant movie on earth to me.
I felt that way about Clockwork Orange. I had to see it a couple of times to really appreciate it. But what isn't surprising to me is what happened here and it really dropping. What was surprising to me was China. I thought it was going to do much, much better.
I agree.
I don't know why.
And that's the reason that we're getting Transformers 5.
Right.
Because China, because they... the fourth one, they set half the movie in China because for the past couple films before that, they blew up box office for China. So they're like, oh, we gotta make half a movie about China in Transformers 4. So they did. So I really thought China, we were going to clean up this movie.
Me too. I wonder how we did. How did it do in Japan? Any ideas?
I don't have the numbers on that, unfortunately.
I don't know why this is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's a shock. That was when I read that, I was kind of like, wow, that's... befuddling.
Yeah.
A little befuddled.
I don't have the answers. I don't even really have any thoughts on it.
I don't. I you know, to me it sucks because the movie only cost $250 to make. And I say $250 like that's chump change.
Pocket change.
$250 to make, $400 with marketing, they said.
Yeah.
So it's made its money back.
Already.
It's a success.
And let's not forget the extended cut, the ultimate cut, I should say.
What people don't realize.
That's gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah, and they don't realize it beat Iron Man 1, 2, Thor, and Cap already financially. So people are saying, well, it didn't beat Avengers. Like, well, this isn't Avengers. This is our setup going into what we're doing. But we've gotten so high, and Marvel's done so well, setting the bar so high with superhero films, that this looks like a financial
problem. I think you have Daredevil that, incomparable when it comes to budget, was so much lower and is thus far one of the highest grossing films of the entire year. I think it just, you
Deadpool.
Know, a lot. I'm sorry, what did I say?
Daredevil.
I got you.
I
meant Deadpool. Yeah, long week. But yeah, I think so.
Yes, rightfully so.
People are just going to say what they want to say. Bottom line is we all enjoyed it, and we all are looking forward to see the ultimate cut. You guys talked about the deleted scene last week, which was weird, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing one more thing in from the chat. Lance Oresti says holidays in China. I don't know.
Maybe it's a holiday weekend, like our Easter weekend.
YouTube says not enough action for the Chinese audience.
It's a good 90 minutes of setup.
There's a lot. Well,
Jasmine says it made 10 mil in Japan.
surprised it didn't make more than that.
It's interesting.
It definitely
To say the least.
What else is interesting is Jai Courtney this past week actually had a little bit of interview and said some good things about Suicide Squad. People brought up the fact about the reshoots.
Did you say actually had a good interview? It surprised you.
No, that wasn't a shot at Jai Courtney.
He actually had a good interview.
No, I like the dude. I think he's a compelling fellow to listen to. He did say, you know, we did some additional action stuff, which is pretty dope. That's his quote. And then when they said about, well, what about the reshoots? Wanted to add more comedy. He goes, you can't believe everything you read. The reshoots weren't to make it funnier. They just had to do a couple of things.
I said that from day one. I knew that DC, nobody sat there and was like, hey guys, we should definitely make this funnier. Throw let's go back.
Punchlines.
No way.
Reshoots are scheduled, budgeted, planned for movies like this. Yep. And they didn't go 5 minutes after, or 5 days after Batman and Superman didn't do, let's write some new scenes and get all the actors back from their other films, put them all together, find locations and shoot this. Right. This has been planned. It was terrible timing for them to release this information that they were doing it. Mm-hmm. That's terrible timing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, look at Civil War. They just dropped that two new cast members were added, and this movie comes out in 30 days.
Yeah.
Are people saying, oh, problems, they had to add cast members to make it fun? No.
They just added them.
Yeah. it's par for the course. So guys that you're listening that don't kind of follow the entertainment industry with movies like this, they know, especially a movie, what is it, 4 months away still? They know that... Sometimes when they're editing, they go, you know what? We need him to look here and say this line. So they'll bring that actor in and they'll do this.
Or tons of ADR.
And it's scheduled for this and budgeted.
Even we just don't feel like we got the exact shot we wanted. Right. We need to go back and just do that.
I'll give you an example. I had to read for a voiceover last week. I don't believe I got it. But there's a new movie coming out with Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson coming out real soon. They decided that they didn't like the accent of two of the actors that are in smaller roles. So they wanted a standard American accent. Oh, so I had to go in and read these lines in hopes that they like my voice enough to put in. That movie is legitimately coming out like super soon. So things are always moving up until...
Because they're testing it with audiences, and if audiences don't like something, or if an editor, or whatever it is, no problem. Reshoots are a good thing, actually.
Yes, it is. And here we go. WB, Warner Brothers 2. This is going to kind of go hand in hand with a couple of things here, but they are possibly going to release some fewer films and focus more on franchises. So, in other words, they're kind of looking to double down on the three major franchises, which is DC, Lego, and Harry Potter. I don't think anyone should be super shocked by that. Those are all the money makers.
This is much more of a reaction to what they're experiencing with their box office, because this is long-term planning. You know, you look at Marvel, they have what they call their silo films. You've got your Marvel, you got your Star Wars, you got your animated. Mm-hmm. They've got those three silos that they know that they can churn out within those. So this, they're looking at, okay, we got DC, we've got our Lego. And what was the other one?
Harry Potter.
And the Harry Potter. Well, yeah, so they're going to try and build, was it the Fantastic Beasts?
Where to find them.
Yeah, so they're going to try and go through that.
Money.
So that's not, but it's interesting because we, coming off that, we've got now the two DC films that they've added.
Mm-hmm.
Which
we're getting to. We will get to that.
Talking in a minute.
Go for it.
Or right now.
Go for it right now.
I mean, I don't know.
I
was like, are we going?
We can go out of order if you want, but let's just get into it. Two more untitled DC films are going to be added by WB. We got October 5th, 2018, which falls in between Aquaman and Shazam. And then we have November 1st, 2019, falling in between Justice League Part 2 and Cyborg. So a lot of people are already speculating. What could they possibly be? Are we talking Suicide Squad sequel already? Are we talking solo Batman film? Who knows?
I say the smart money's on Batman for one of them. And the other?
You think it's pretty early for a Suicide Squad sequel.
Can we read the dates one more time?
Here we go. October 5th, 2018.
October 5th, 2018.
Which is a weird date.
What's the other one?
That falls in between Aquaman and Shazam, if that helps.
Okay. October 5th, 2018.
The other one, November 1st, 2019, falling in between Justice League Part 2 and Cyborg. That could be more Suicide Squad.
Okay, so we wouldn't have two Batman movies.
Nope.
We would have one. Well, they're also talking about a Superman,
another story we're going to get to.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Roxy, we're terrible today. Well,
I'm not trying to jump in, but we're talking about two potential movies. One could be a Batman standalone, one could be a Superman standalone.
Yeah.
I would think they would have to be talking about Suicide Squad 2 right now at some point.
Now, some people are throwing out, they think it might be the Booster Gold that Geoff Johns is always talking about. Because he's talking about, to me, that is such an... That's an oddball.
They're not going to add that to our slate right now.
But that is a... But you look at October film and an October film release, nothing drops big in October.
A Booster Gold solo project.
Scary
that's,
things.
Yeah.
Booster Gold solo project, that's definitely a... I mean, as much as I want it, hey, I'll be campaigning. But that's a ballsy move if they go that route.
I don't... I don't know. I'm leaning towards Batman for one, Superman for the other. Maybe Suicide Squad, part two. But it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
They're already talking Suicide Squad sequel. So think about it. If that comes out later on this year, that gives essentially 2 to 3 years for that sequel. Yeah. So that it definitely could fall in that route. And I think it's going to be a success. Someone was tweeting at us that a couple of guys, Schnepp and someone else, mentioned that I guess they've already seen it. And they Suicide said Squad. It's really fun.
Okay.
I don't know how they've seen it.
It looks like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But fun that comes in the interactions with these people that hate each other. Mm-hmm. Not joke it at the expense. It's the interactions between everyone that hates each other that's funny.
Exactly. And so I think we'd all be on board with that, but obviously we're excited first. We still
want the Batman film.
4 months to go.
Oh, I want the Batman film.
The Batman film, let's be honest, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to happen. I think it's at this point it's a matter of them going, Affleck, when can you free up 3 months to do this?
Yes.
100%.
Speaking of solo films, which we mentioned in the very, very top of the show, Snyder and Cavill not ruling out Man of Steel 2. His quote is, I think if we get a good script, it would be great to have a standalone Superman movie. Then Henry Cavill followed that up with, he said, I do believe it depends on the success of Batman v Superman, but it's something I'd be very keen to do. And then Charles Roven said, it's been thought about as far as a Superman solo film, but right now everything is just too busy.
That wouldn't even close to excite me as much as a Batman standalone would. I told you guys our big three in BVS being Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. I liked Henry Cavill's performance the least. I find his character the least compelling, and his love interest, to me, is outdated. So, not Lois Lane in general, but their depiction of her in this version. Which, I don't know if I would be like, hell yeah, let's go see another Man of Steel 2.
I'm on the side of the fence with you, Rox. I think, especially with Snyder saying he wants to do it, or there was a talk as like, I don't think he's the man for Superman.
I kind of agree with you
on that. But I think he said what he wanted to say. I think he is absolutely the man not to do the Batman film, because I hope Affleck does it, but if he wanted to do the Batman film, it seems like that's who he likes. And he had to kind of do the Superman stuff to get to the Batman he wanted to do. I think Cavill could be fantastic in the role, given someone that loves Superman and the material.
Yeah,
Cavill's charming as hell. Watch Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I agree. I'm super harsh on him. I'm very harsh on him. But I think that when he is next to Gal, and when even though she was in the movie a small amount, but especially when he's next to Ben Affleck, who's crushing for me, he, instead of rising, I feel like he fell a little bit.
Hmm. I don't know. I really enjoyed Henry Cavill in this movie. I also need to go back and rewatch Man of Steel as well once again.
He's very good in that movie.
Yeah.
Better in Man of Steel than he was in BVS for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think because, Zack Snyder got the toys of the Batcave, and he was just like, oh boy, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, obviously it was Batman-centered, but I still feel like Cavill made the most of what he was given.
But I also like the fact that Affleck had that gravitas to make it like, he towered over him, and he even, not just physically, but just mentally and emotionally, that's why I think it sets up so good that he's going to lead the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that too, actually.
I know you guys talked last week about how cool would it be if Batman's the one running around recruiting everybody. And
That's going to happen. I mean, I watched the last scene again, when I saw the film, and just seeing him and Wonder Woman, the two of them.
Is it going to be two? Or?
Yes, I want them. They talked about they're going to have a bat sub because they got to go to Atlantis. Like, I want them two to have a romantic kind of, that they have this kind of pull in the comics sometimes where they're together.
Because
that's a woman, she's intrigued by him. He's the best fighter in the world. She's the best female fighter in the world.
A lot of people don't want that. I'm totally with you.
But what are they saying why they don't? Because they think she should be with Superman?
No, because they don't want to focus on it. They don't want to spend their time on it.
No, I don't think it will be.
I think some sensuality.
There's sensuality.
I think some sensuality is okay.
Absolutely. If we're going to Atlantis, we're doing doggy.
Yeah, we've covered that.
It's one of those things where here's a guy that
maybe dolphin style.
He's a
dolphins are aggressive.
He's not meta. He's a normal human, and she's like, oh man, this guy's, he's shit. This guy. I love the two of them together. I think
I know, me too.
Don't focus on. Don't worry about each other. They're both capable adults. that could take care of
each other. What, you think that, like, people are New 52-ing, wanting super...
That's some people, but I mean, that New 52 is what a lot of people, their introduction to these characters, yeah, so that's okay.
This version of Wonder Woman with this version of Superman...
No, it wouldn't work. No, that's why she goes with Batman.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
That's why she goes with Batman.
Her personality fits a lot more
She's
with
an alpha.
The grizzled.
She is the alpha.
She fits a lot more with
and
the grizzled.
And two alphas together? Oh, that's going to be good.
XD Viper says Wonder Woman and Lois Lane should have a romantic link. I think there's a lot of men out there feeling the same way about that.
Mm-hmm. And Zeno Hour says cowgirl style.
There was a picture of Amy Adams and Gal kissing, leaning in, and Affleck's just over him like this. Like a red carpet. It was awesome.
That's funny.
I love it. Something else that we could all get into here, a little Flash movie talk here. It says that we could have another DC superhero showing up in the Flash film. Ray Fisher's Cyborg, I don't know if that's a huge shock, but Deborah Snyder said, and I quote, "As you can imagine, when we get to the Flash movie, Ezra Miller and Ray Fisher are kind of our youngest characters, and they have a really nice camaraderie with each other. Ezra is super funny, so the tone of that film will be very different than the rest of them."
So maybe I interpreted this just very differently than anybody else, but I feel like what she was saying here was, as you can imagine, when we get to the Flash movie, Ezra Miller and Ray Fisher, who plays Cyborg, are the youngest of the characters. Like, I feel like she caught herself by calling Ezra Miller the youngest of the entire Justice League. Mm. So she also was like, and Ray Fisher is also young.
Yeah.
There's a nice camaraderie with them, but I didn't feel like she was saying that Ray Fisher is going to be... Because people are taking this that he's going to be like a co-star, massive role in this film.
Oh,
which
I see you're saying.
I don't know if he will or won't, but this wasn't confirming that for me, at least.
I think it'll all depend, too, on how they are in Justice League, how they interact with each other. Because they, you know, it's like in the comics, the two younger guys always kind of, you got the adults of the Justice League, and then these two younger guys kind of go off and, you know, that's where Teen Titans came from, where it's just kind of like, well, we don't fit in with these guys. And I think it gives a good divide when you get these two young guys and the older stalwarts. That's where the friction comes from. Yeah. And again, what this DC universe that we're building will branch into.
And they mentioned about The Flash being funny. I don't know a lot of Ezra Miller's background. I don't think he's necessarily a comedic actor. But then again, I don't find Grant Gustin funny on the Flash TV show.
I think he's so funny and charming and adorable.
See,
he's charming.
See, Cisco brings the comedy.
Cisco's the
but
comedy.
Grant Gustin for me is very vanilla, run-of-the mill for me.
No,
I'm not saying
he's
not
like,
good.
He's like clumsy and.
But that's not being funny. That's kinda. The comedy comes from who he is.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not him being the jokester.
No, he's not quippy. He's not a jokester.
His comedy comes from how he's written.
I think with Ezra Miller, just going off his look, I think he's going to be more of the sarcastic, wise ass.
They had a shot of them all together at one of the premieres, and it just looks so cool because you have Affleck, who's older. You had this young kid in this picture, and it was just all the different height levels, and you just saw the different personalities and the different ethnicities in there. It's so diverse, and when they're all going to be together.
And different sexes.
Yeah, and you know, and then they all get together. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really going to be... Because that's the best thing about film is drama and conflict, and you want that. And they're all the good guys, but it's inherent in there.
Well, speaking of fantastic, Batman the Killing Joke, y'all.
Yeah.
Woo! The teaser is out. They're saying it may premiere at San Diego Comic-Con in July, but it's not definite. But, of course, you got Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill. This looks amazing.
Yeah,
and we're going to play it right now for you. And it's just, whew.
We going?
I think we are.
I think it was fantastic.
He's been in custody for 2 years.
He'll confess.
He's insane. It's a mistake to think you know what he'll do.
Yo!
Now,
how psychotic is that?
I don't know if it was not supposed to be released, but I think Mark Hamill himself put up like the 12 and a half minute making of.
Oh, Jesus.
It's what they always feature when the new DC animated film comes out. They always do a sneak peek at the next one.
Yeah.
So Teen Titans Justice League, I think, is out digitally, but it comes out hard copy next week, and it's on there. But it leaked early, and it's got taken down. So I saw the 12 and a half minute where they're doing the behind the scenes. It looks fantastic. I love the design. Like, I'm still not sold on them. They do three a year, and two of them are always done in the new 52-ish version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always do one odd one. Like they did Gods and Monsters, Assault and Arkham, and now this is their odd one out, which is a completely different animation style. But man, it looks great. I think the suit looks great. The way they designed it, they kind of did a... They talk about I forgot the act, the artist they're using kind of is a reference to what they're doing. There's mm-hmm. two different artists that they're kind of melding together for this animation one.
This one's going to be really fun.
Fits in with their PG-13 kind of pushing the limit too. And see, it's going to see how far they're going to go because, you know, Gordon gets taken advantage of at one point and it's all there. So I think they usually don't shy away from it. So in the animated film, so hopefully it'll keep doing well.
We should definitely have a group showing of this.
Once we get
our hands on it.
I'll be over at Comic-Con if you guys want to join.
Oh, you are? Are you going for sure?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I can get in.
I got actually a hotel. I won the lottery and got the hotel. You have to put in for the lottery.
You say what? Where are you staying?
Hilton Bay.
Me too.
Should
we have not said that on air? Was that weird?
What?
What? Oh, no. There's a chance I might be in the Middle East during that time, but if that tour doesn't happen, I may have to come and buy
it. I have a buddy that's always takes care of us, and he was like, just get the hotel just in case if you do the lottery, because every past year, like, I sold never anything, and this year I got it this morning. He's like, you got me booked too. In your top choice. I'm like,
me too.
What?
Then you know what?
Odds are forever in my favor.
Yeah. Mikey Christmas.
Hunger Games.
You know why?
I got
it's because you're so jovial at Christmas, it comes back to you.
Hey. There we go.
So let's go down
Although
and do
he
some.
He hasn't baked us any goods in a while.
That's okay. I cannot bake anymore right now. I can't bake. Those. I'm on the diet.
Then let's all go down to San Diego Comic Con. Let's do something for the show.
Hey, like last year.
I know you'll be busy doing stuff, but I mean, we can do something for the show.
Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. Lego DC Comics Superheroes Justice League Gotham City Breakout. That is also happening, and we also have a cool little teaser for that, which we'll show you right now. I think.
Is a full-time job.
Happy Bat birthday, Batman!
Surprise!
But you need a break. Crime doesn't take vacations.
No, it doesn't.
If there's one hero in this world that needs a vacay, it is definitely you.
Definitely.
Fine. When do we leave?
Boss!
Right now. So long! Farewell! Happy travels!
With his most powerful friends protecting Gotham City.
I'm filling in for the Dark Knight while he's away on vacation.
Vacation? What could possibly go wrong?
This is gonna be fun.
The Joker has escaped from Arkham Asylum.
That's about as serious as it can get.
There's nothing fun about crime, Joker.
Whoops. The villains are loose.
Deathstroke. Isn't he some kind of mercenary?
Less talk, more bad pursuit.
The criminals are in control.
Gotham is ours!
I hate Gotham City. Criminals are so weird!
And rebuilding justice.
Wow.
Will take every hero on the block.
You wouldn't hit a lady.
No.
Good.
No! Okay, call Wonder Woman.
No!
When the bat's away, the Joker will play.
That's really not very funny.
Everyone's a critic.
Lego DC Comics Superheroes Justice League Gotham City Breakout. Look for it on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD.
Boom. There you go.
You know, and again, it's like the films. It might not be your thing. Like some people are saying in the chat, and the Legos aren't their thing.
That's fine.
I'll tune them in, but I don't really go out to watch them. So that's what I love about DC. They got something for everyone.
You can't say it's not well done. Look at this.
And you take your kids to it. You know, Batman vs. Superman, not really a kid's movie. Are you
kidding me? I'll take a full-grown adult.
Take the kids to this.
I'll take a full-grown person to come see this.
Yeah, I think it's cute, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's pretty much covering all the movie news for the week.
It's time.
For what?
It's time.
For
snap. Zach on point. Zach on point.
Roxy Shires, TV Time. She thinks that the Flash is fun.
DC movie news. It's time to talk.
TV Time.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, it was announced this morning. Congratulations to Lucifer for being picked up for a season 2. I know that probably makes you, Johnny, happy because you're liking that show.
Well, no, it's really, I will say I haven't seen every episode, but every show I've watched, it's kept me into it. And the performances are great. I really like the cast. Like I said, I didn't think it had legs for a long time, but hey, season 2, it's hard to get any show picked up this day and age, so that's
it's
great.
It's Fox too, right?
Sure yeah, it's is. Fox.
Good for them.
I'm enjoying it.
Fox usually doesn't give shows the chance. So good for them.
Well,
good.
I don't
That's
think
great.
They really need to give it a chance because I think it's found itself and I'm really enjoying it.
The Million
episode
Mothers
behind.
Didn't win? A Million Mothers were upset about this movie because it was the devil was handsome.
Oh, no.
A Million Mothers are upset about everything all the time.
I know, man. So I was breastfeeding at this place and they got upset at me.
But you know what? To hell with them, Mike.
Yeah.
You're Mikey Christmas. No one tells you when not to breastfeed.
No one tells me.
No.
No one tells me when to celebrate Christmas either.
That's right.
Do it all year.
I'm burying the lead a little bit here. As you know that we do spoilers in TV time. So I'm about to say a spoiler. So
spoiler!
If you haven't watched Arrow this week...
Earmuff it.
And you're going to want to listen. But the biggest thing to take place in DC TV this past week was, of course, the death of Laurel Lance.
Mm.
Which not only affects Arrow, but also affects Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and pretty much, even now Supergirl, if we were intending on doing more crossovers with them. Mikey Christmas, how are you feeling about Laurel?
Oh, God. They killed me, Laurel. Laurel. My daughter, my pretty girl, Laurel. Why'd she die?
Wow.
You could be her father.
First, I took my one girl and turned her into another girl, lover. And now they took my Laurel. Oh, God. Oliver Queen.
And Sarah's gone, too. How do you feel about that?
Well, she's a lesbian now. And my wife left me. And now you sit there with your smug face on. They took my Laurel.
Yeah.
I want to go drink again.
It's well done.
I honestly have disliked this character for quite a bit of time.
Day one.
Even people who thought she sucked at first and then thought she got better, I never really got on that page. Even though I was I've been frustrated with Felicity for a bit now. Of the females, I'm so much more happy that we lost Laurel than Speedy. Speedy's the only girl that I still...
I didn't like Speedy at the beginning.
But now...
When she used to be, like, dating the DJ and all that. But now I'm like, she's great.
She's great. And I kind of thought, based on her Instagram, that she had checked out a little bit. I was under the theory that she was going to be the one that was in
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
She was going to be in the grave. But we do find out that it's Laurel. I'm wondering if this is going to be the start of hashtag Olicity rekindling because of the speech Laurel gives. We'll have to see. It was really weird to me that Flash wasn't on this week. Usually Arrow and Flash are on the exact same schedule.
That was a weird
Supergirl wasn't on and Flash weren't on. So that was strange. That was strange. But yeah, Laurel was the biggest thing that happened.
I'm getting told to F off. That's nice.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. He was probably butthurt about something.
Oh.
That's the internet.
Butthurt.
What you going to do?
Laurel, they're making fun of me. Tell them to stop making fun of me, Laurel.
What you going
to
do?
Why so serious?
Exactly.
Great. Hey, nice
Great
work.
Question. So, yeah, iZombie is still killing it. None of you guys watch, so I can never talk to anybody. But thank God you guys watch at home because you always tweet at me about things, which is amazing. Are you laughing at the state every week?
Yeah, I feel bad. It's something for everyone.
Yeah, you should feel bad. And I'm an episode behind on Gotham. Johnny, did you check out Gotham this week?
I did see Gotham this week, and I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Okay.
I don't want to give anything else away otherwise.
Things that I can look forward to, though?
Yes.
That's what we should say. For everyone that's always, I'm Mikey fanboy, whatever, this and that. Gotham, I don't like it. And as someone that loves Batman, I should be all on board. And I've tried three times.
Put it this way.
This episode is a very big episode for Jim Gordon.
I've tried to get into that show.
Episode for Jim Gordon. And you see a character or two that you haven't quite seen in a while.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I'm excited about
that. Not the character you're probably thinking of, but that's okay. It was good. Oh.
All right, so I'll definitely have to check that out.
And Legends running into some problems this week.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of the 60s or 1958.
We're almost getting to the end of Legends here.
Yeah,
Legends, they're wrapping it up. Not forever, but for this season. Legends is winding down. I forgot that we only have a half season on that.
12 episodes,
13, did you mention, I think.
13.
Did you mention last episode? I'm sorry if I forgot. About the addition to the cast.
No.
We haven't really talked
that much about Legends.
He's on the TV show Suits. Not Gabriel Mock, the other actor.
You're not talking about the one that's playing the little kid?
No. It came out, the breakdown, they wanted a 30s famous character in the DC universe. There was talk that this was Booster Gold, but I heard the rumor is that he is Alan Scott, the original Green Lantern. He's going to be coming in on the last episode. He's the guy from Suits, but I do not know his name. Yeah. I apologize. The younger guy of the two.
I'm finding him right now.
Yeah, there he is.
I'm still waiting for the Jonah Hex episode. I mean, they did say.
That's coming. It's got to be. Within one or two episodes. But this guy's joining the cast as a major DC character. And again, this is always kind of, they lead us on these trails and doesn't always pan out where we think. But people are saying Booster Gold. People are saying it's Alan Scott. So we'll see. But that's a big reveal coming in for the end of the season.
Cool.
He was cast, I think, between last show and this show, maybe like probably Thursday night when you guys wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
But that's out
said,
there.
That said, any more TV time? Because we're about, I know you have to get rolling.
Yeah, that's
soon,
what right? we got.
That's
Adam
pretty much
Strange,
everything.
Adam Strange.
Oh, is that what they're saying? Adam Strange? Because yeah. that fits in with the whole
there you go.
Time and travel and other planets, and that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that's
it. Adam Strange. Oh, that'd be a great character corner.
You have the Tomorrow Show tonight, right? So you got to get moving, don't you?
Yeah, I got to go over to the Tomorrow Show, which, by the way, is on Mondays and Thursdays from 7 to 9 Pacific time on thetomorrowshow.com.
There you go. I lead you right in.
Thanks for that plug.
Joe Nutter, Adam Strange is not Marvel. It's Adam Strange, not Doctor Strange, but...
Okay.
Sorry,
you're just still talking to chat.
I'm talking to also, chat. Actually, a friend of mine, I just found out, just shot an episode of Gotham 2 weeks ago. Hasn't aired yet, but he's one of the theater company that I'm part of. He's one of the directors of the theater company. He got booked for a role in Gotham and
great.
Shot it 2 weeks ago.
Let's
so
get it in.
Fantastic.
Yeah, once it, I don't know when it's airing. It's going to be airing relatively soon, but he said it's a really cool scene with B.D. Wong, and I don't know who else.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So needless to say, it's in the asylum.
He's a New York, is he a New York actor?
No, he's L.A. He he's been in the business for 25 years and had has a connection with the show, and they said, you know what,
for
you'd be right for this. Bam.
That's
fantastic.
Great.
So there you go. Let's put ourselves over, shall we? We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter. We're facebook.com/DC Movies SK. And thanks for all the positive feedback on the Ricky Middlesworth photo
yes,
shoot.
Really awesome.
Make sure you go to RickyMiddlesworth.com. That's R-I-C-K-Y Middlesworth.com. Just look at his amazing, mind-boggling work. The guy's a genius,
he's
and he's
amazing.
A good friend.
And his Batman action figure collection.
Oh, God.
Was fantastic.
Yeah, he's such a good
friend.
Display
case and everything. It was fantastic.
We're very grateful to be friends with such a guy that's so talented as he is. And just the fact that he offered...
And can make us look cool.
He offered to do that. And we're like, I'm flabbergasted by how great it turned out. So go check out his website. And if you're looking for amazing photos, hire him. Because you're going to be very happy. So, Mikey, go for it.
Yes, at Mike Kalinowski on Twitter. And also the DC Movie News Character Corner. We just released a couple days early on Mercy Graves.
There you go.
That's probably one for the week. We'll have one next week. It will be a very special one. That I think a lot of people have been asking about.
People are loving that.
They've been asking about it. I'll give you a sneak peek. We're going to be talking Mother Box next week.
Oh, okay.
So
I like that.
Not so much a character, but a personality. So, it's going to be a good one. I'm in middle of research right now for it.
That's awesome. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find me over at Screen Junkies on Tuesdays, 4 p.m. doing TV fights. Also, as I just mentioned, The Tomorrow Show. People in the chat are asking. That's thetomorrowshow.com, or you can find us afterwards on iTunes.
That's right. Find me on Twitter at jquasto, jlocomedy.com. I'm headlining the Improv in Brea on April 27th, which will be really fun. And I'm going to be back on the East Coast in June. Early heads up, anyone in Pennsylvania, I'll be headlining Arts Quest in Bethlehem on Wednesday, June 15th. I'm going to be on the East Coast for about 10 days doing a whole bunch of stuff. So otherwise, at jquasto and at Adam Gertler, of course. He'll hopefully be back next week. Make sure you watch him on Man vs. Child and FX Movie Download. With that said, guys, thank you so much for riding with us. As always, we love you. See you next week.
Laurel.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.